I just want to get real for a second, because this came up, popped up in my mind, and I've been listening to people for a while, so they may have inspired me. But what if life got to be easy? Like, what if you just declared that life was easy? What if you decided right now life gets to be easy? Because remember, what we say is an affirmation. If we say that it's too hard, then you're affirming that it's too hard. But if you affirm that life is easy, why would you want to have it any other way? And that is the only way that it's going to happen for you, if you affirm that. Does that make sense? If you decide that life is easy, that you get everything that you want, and you get everything that you want unapologetically, fast, abundantly, whatever, like, who the fuck can tell you otherwise? The only person that can tell you otherwise is yourself. So why not fucking ask for everything right now? I was sitting here today and thinking, I was actually listening to an Amanda Francis meditation, and I was thinking, she was saying life gets to be easy when you choose. Life gets to be easy. We choose it to be hard. But if you wanted everything, if you wanted things to come to you easily, if you wanted life to be fulfilling, or you wanted to be happy, you wanted this loving relationship, why couldn't you? What's stopping you? There's no one else stopping you. Why can't you? But it's about making the decision, and it's about affirming and deciding every single day, declaring that that's your birthright. It is your birthright, but declaring that every single day, every single motherfucking day, every moment of every day, the moment you affirm anything other than what you actually want to affirm, you just got to fucking remind yourself, go, I know who the fuck I am, and I am affirming that life is fucking easy. I get it to have it my way every single fucking time. There is no other choice but to, for the life to bend over to what I want. And it can be graceful, and it can be easy, it can be yummy, it can be fruitful, it can be just like dancing in the rain. Or it can be chilled, it can be laid back, it can be exciting, it can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. But decide that and affirm that. It's easy because it's easy. You are enough because you are enough. You are enough when you know you're enough. So decide that you're enough and know that you're enough right now. And it gets to be easy. You get to have everything that you want. You get to have everything now. It doesn't have to be this longevity, draining obstacle or obstacle course. It doesn't have to be hard. Who says it has to be hard? You do. You do. If you listen to someone saying it has to be hard, well, then it has to be hard for them. You don't have to accept that. If there is information that you're receiving that you don't want to listen to, you can just go, no thank you, and happily reject, because you choose what you enter into your field. So let it be fucking easy. Let it be fun. Have those moments. Let it be that you have these moments where you can't see that there's any other possibility of it ever getting better than that, but it can get better than that. And if you've ever been in a relationship before, when you're first in the like honeymoon stage is what they call it, and it's so exciting, so nerve-wracking but exciting, and you just get this, you just get these little butterflies, let that be life. Let life give you butterflies. Let life make you just smile and laugh and cry happy tears, It makes you want to do the things that you want to do. But remember, it doesn't have to be fucking hard. It can be easy. I know I'm saying it a lot of times, but I want it to be in your brain, in your subconscious mind. So sit here right now, before me, listening to this episode, and declare right now that life gets to be easy because you choose it to be easy. There is no other way. And the universe is bending over backwards to get you exactly what the fuck you want. And it is in harmony with you and your feelings and your thoughts. And so you keep your feelings and your thoughts on track. You remind yourself every moment of every day that you need to, that life gets to be easy, and you choose whatever the fuck that you want by declaring it, and the universe will bring it. If you don't know what you want, ask yourself, what do I really want? If there were no obstacles in the whole world, what would I want? What would make me happy? There's nothing to do with money. It was nothing to do with needing to work hard or work for someone or validate someone's feelings or my parents. Whatever it is, what would it be? If it could just light your soul up on fire, it felt effortless. You felt creative. You felt this immense passion. What would it be? There's always a fire inside of you that wants to do something. It's the ego that likes to step in and control the situation to keep you feeling safe. But we don't need that. We don't need the ego to come in anymore. We thank the ego and we say, we don't need you anymore. I'm leading with my heart, not my head. And my heart decides that I want to do this now. I want to do that. Maybe it's starting a new project. Maybe it's falling in love. Maybe it's changing careers. Maybe it's buying your dream home. Whatever it is that feels good to your heart and your soul is what you want to do. Don't waste another day. Don't waste another day choosing choices, decisions based on your ego, because your ego, again, doesn't know what you really want. It doesn't know what's best for you. Your heart does. When you tap into your heart, you ask yourself what you really want, you will find the answers. Let it be as graceful as you want it to be. Let waking up in the morning feel so fucking good. Let putting on your little morning slippers feel so fucking cozy and good and juicy. Let it be whatever the fuck you want it to be. Don't let it be this uphill battle where it feels like you're just literally walking up a hill that it's impossible to walk at and you keep sliding down. It was the first thing that came to my mind. Let it be easy. I love you guys. I hope this landed, and I hope you're now letting it be easy. And I'll see you next time. Bye.